extend that stride, run in slow motion. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got a victory. Steve Moore, he's an economist at the Heritage Foundation. He served as an economic advisor to the Trump campaign, and he's buddies with our buddy, Larry Kudlow, who just got picked up as the White House National Economic Council Director. Good morning, Steve Moore.
Hi, Vince. Hi, Mary. Boy, it was like Christmas yesterday for me when I got that news that Larry got the job. How long has he been doing your guys' show? I mean, a long time.
For the last 40 years, yes. So. You're right. Yeah.
He's fantastic.
Well, so take us behind the scenes, because you actually are friends with Larry Kudlow, and you've written a lot with him. You've influenced the president's tax plan, the tax plan that so many people are now enjoying in terms of their paychecks. It's owed a credit to you and to Larry, and among others. And so what was yesterday like? How do you find out, and what, if any, was your conversation with Larry?
Well, you know, Larry had been kind of speaking with the president for the last several days about the possibility of doing this, and you know, Larry goes back with the president for the last 2 years. He'd been working you know, on the campaign, and was one of the first, you know, major conservatives to endorse Trump, which I think had a big impact. I mean, Trump really appreciates the people who were with him from the start. And by the way, both Larry and I have the whiplashes on our back from the some of the fallback we had from that. But, you know, I think, look, Larry is simply a great communicator. I listen to him on your show, what is he on, every Tuesday morning or something like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's just nobody better to communicate the Kudlow creed, you know, free market policies are the greatest path to prosperity. And I think he'll be a great asset to this president. He just will go out there and sell the president's message. I mean, how does a president, I've been thinking about this, how does a president who has a phenomenal economy, I mean, what he's done in the economy has been far even exceeded my expectations. How does a one with the best, you know, economy in 25 years only have a 40% approval rating? And I think part of the problem is they haven't communicated that message of how great the economy is to people. And I think Larry will be fantastic about
it. And apparently, or allegedly, the president said to Larry when he called him, he said he was looking at Larry's photo on television and told him, "You're looking handsome, Larry," which I love. We know they don't agree on everything. Is that going to be a hindrance or a help?
Well, that's a great question, Mary, and I wish I had a dime for every time in the last 2 days I've been asked about, you know, Larry's position on trade versus Trump's. And, you know, it's no secret that Larry is much more of a free trader than Donald Trump is, but you know, nobody agrees with somebody else 100% of the time. And the main point is Larry and Trump probably overlap, you know, 90-95% on the tax cuts, on the deregulation, on the pro-American energy policy, on immigration reform, on infrastructure, all that stuff. Larry and Donald Trump are on lockstep. Now, they do not entirely agree on trade. There's no question about it. I've been in the room when the two have argued like brothers, you know, on this. But I actually respect Donald Trump a lot for picking Larry for this reason. You know, remember what he said, Mary, about a week or two ago. He said, "I like different views expressed at the table." Mm-hmm. And, you know, Larry has a view that is much more free trade oriented than, say, a Peter Navarro or some of the others in the White House. But that's a healthy thing for a president to bring, you know, different views to the table. I mean, Barack Obama just surrounded himself with a bunch of yes men,
right,
and that didn't lead to very good policy. So, you know, Larry will duke it out. But one of the things, I mean, I've talked to him about this. Once the president makes his decision, then if you're working for him, you go out and sell that message. You know, that's what you do if you're working for the president.
Yeah, I mean, we've already seen it in some sense. First of all, here's the president just 2 days ago talking about Larry and the fact that he was being considered for this gig before it was officially offered.
"We don't agree on everything, but in this case, I think that's good. I want to have a divergent opinion."
He wants a divergent opinion. And then we kind of heard Larry Kudlow over the weekend saying, you know, regarding these tariffs, that it's, quote, a Trumpian way of negotiating. You knock them in the teeth and get their attention, and then you kind of work out a deal. And I think that's what he's done. My hat's off to him. He had me really worried. Now I'm not. So Larry's suggesting, like, look, I see what he's doing here, offering a tough stance on tariffs, and then he's going to bring it to reality in terms of coming up with a deal.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, look, this is still a work in progress. I think Donald Trump himself is still sort of formulating his trade policy. I do think, I'll make this prediction on your show this morning, I think in the next week or two or three, you're going to see a major policy, tariff policy recommended by Trump with respect to China. And that is going to be a big, big announcement. We've got the two, heavyweights in the world economy where Trump will talk about a 30 or 35% tariff on China, and it will be related to the fact that China is stealing, according to a new report, $500 billion a year. That's by the way, it's $500 billion, not $500 million, of our technology and our patents and our copyrights and our music and our computer software, all that stuff that we produce is stolen by the Chinese. And I was asked yesterday on CNN, well, doesn't a tariff against China violate free trade? We don't have free trade with China.
Well, let me clarify in this last 15 seconds we have left, because you waited for that for the news. 30 or 35% tariff on China, is that a flat tariff on Chinese products?
Well, we'll see. We'll see, Vince. I'm glad you know. I mean, I think there will be some tariff proposal. And during the campaign, he talked about 30 to 35%. So we'll see how that evolves. But Larry's going to have to work with Trump to make that work. And let's see. Look, the best of all worlds would be to have China back down and stop stealing from us.
Yes, it would. Well, unless you're a psychic, that doesn't get invented out of whole cloth. There's something going on behind the scenes. I'm glad you're giving us hints. Steve Moore, thank you. It was nice to talk to you this morning, sir.
Thanks, Steve.
Have a great morning.
7:44 here on WMAL.